You're listening to a classic business podcast as heard on Classic 1027. 1027. This is Classic Business with Michael Avery on Classic 1027 in Johannesburg and Fine Music Radio in Cape Town. Innovation and competitiveness feature.
Well, last night's speech will be recorded as one of the most consequential speeches of the president's presidency, if not the most consequential. It was a moment of historic clarity. The president invoked the powers of his office to ensure the well-being of all South Africans. Now, the coronavirus and COVID-19 will cause an almost entirely rule-averse country to change its ways, and that's certainly what Chris Gilmore was saying, and that was the stern warning from President Ramaphosa last night. Again, we waited for the address, and again, one could see the gravity of this new and unprecedented challenge etched upon the president's face. There is no place to hide from our social and economic vulnerability, and certainly no place to hide from almost a decade of wanton corruption and state capture. And it is about the socioeconomic impacts that we turn to now, as we focus so much of our attention on the economic impacts. And I'm joined by Andy Friedman. He's the MD of Mobenzi, which is a mobile data capture software firm. And Andy, welcome. You've developed tools to help assess the socioeconomic impacts of COVID-19. How did you do that?
Good evening, Michael. Thanks so much for having me. These tools have actually been about 13 years in the making, and we've been supporting organizations, primarily in the nonprofit sector to date, in gathering data from the front lines on what's happening across a broad spectrum of issues, including health, socioeconomic, and other types of issues. So these tools really were an opportunity, or this toolkit came about through us looking at how we could contribute in the current crisis by providing tools that organizations, governments, industry associations, and other stakeholders could use to really get a sense of what's happening on the ground and how their communities are being impacted.
And how are you doing that primarily? Through questionnaires, or how are you gathering this data?
So our tools allow any type of form to really be digitized and then sent to a mass audience through the web. So we've developed a toolkit which incorporates a number of templates that organizations can use and tweak and tailor to their own needs. So we're partnering with a number of organizations in launching large-scale socioeconomic surveys, for example, looking at the impact of the coronavirus on SMEs. But the idea is really to provide a toolset that industry associations and various stakeholders can use to really tweak and tailor for their own needs so that they can reach out to their members, the affected organizations within their networks, and really get a deep sense of what's happening, where the needs are, what support can be provided. So there's kind of a macro view of how the tools can be applied. And then within individual businesses, they can also make use of the tool for free to build their own forms, which can be sent out to their own staff and networks, suppliers, and so on, to really get a sense and check in with care and compassion on what's happening within their sort of immediate network. So the tools are very flexible and allow any kind of form to really be digitized and then broadcast to a mass audience.
And really what you're doing is helping all of the affected role players, government, NGOs, businesses, leapfrog their assumptions about the socioeconomic impacts. Because without the ability to measure something, you can't really effectively talk about it or manage it. And this is a really effective means to collect and collate real-life data. How does one go about accessing these tools?
So if an organization is interested in making use of the toolkit, they really just need to go onto our website at mobenzi.com and then check Get Started, and they'll be asked whether they'd like to activate the COVID-19 response toolkit. They'll then have access to a set of templates, business continuity as an example, so that they're able to assess rapidly whether their remote working facilities are in order and are able to check in with their staff. A workplace flexibility survey is another example. So it's very much about just signing up for a free account on the website and then leveraging the tools to their own needs. Bigger organizations like governments, agencies, departments of health are also welcome to reach out. We're already in conversation with a number of them about how we can support frontline health workers in gathering information, validating addresses of patients and so on in terms of actual infection management. But from a socioeconomic standpoint, We're looking at several partnerships with financial institutions that could then reach out to their affected SME base, for example, to gather information. So we're looking at those organizations partnering with us to use the tools at a broad scale. And we also would be very, very keen to work with media agencies who are looking for tools, for example, to collect false news reporting, because that's also a massive problem at the moment. So, you know, a simple mechanism for people to report fake news and for that to then be investigated, checked, and hopefully added to the list that can be publicized to people to avoid misinformation being spread, which is also a massive problem at the moment.
Absolutely. I was on the website this afternoon having a look at the offerings and the tools. It really is fantastic stuff. There's a business continuity survey on there as well that I'd encourage listeners to get onto the website and have a look at mabenzi.com. That was Andy Friedman, the MD of Mabenzi, talking about this tool that they've developed to help track socioeconomic impacts of COVID-19.